community auditorium out of Fish Creek. And
Julian. One second, and then you won't hear from me for a while. All right. So Door County Community Auditorium, Fish Creek, Wisconsin, balancing the needs of their school district and local community partners, have been in existence for about 30 years. Has a good mix of entertainment. They are, again, attached to a high school, and they are, again, kind of that central hub of kind of everything kind of runs through this this organization. So summer concert series bring in a lot of really big names into their community. They are... probably more one of the more affluent communities that we've seen in these. There is the adult programming. They have the Lynx Gallery for their children's art that is there in the center. I think it's kind of like a bridgeway between the high school and them. They have their Passport program that provides educational and cultural programming for the Door County students and family by presenting low-cost musicals and theater productions like for a matinee series. Also do some evening performances with that one, too. But they offer in-school programming programs and performances at no cost to those students. I believe those are all underwritten. But I think all of that educational programming that they have a sponsor for. Strong tie with the Peninsula Players in the past, but it looks like that is moving to another facility.
No, that's the
Peninsula Music Festival.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Two different things, yeah. So Sky Theater was moving, and Peninsula Players fills their halls. There we go.
Peninsula Music Festival, not Peninsula Players.
Peninsula Music Festival.
Peninsula Thank Players you. Has their own place.
So they've lost the programming as part of that they included on their season for the Northern Sky. But they have an abundance of, another challenge that they face is there is a growing population of performing arts centers, which the last time I was up there, I was like, where are these performing arts centers? And then they're band shells. But I guess those are performing arts centers for the smaller communities. So they're now, they've got some more competition. So they're having to deal with that. I want to say again, their demographic is predominantly white, small Hispanic population. Primarily an older patron coming to their 29% of their patrons are 65 and older. So a lot of their programming tends to skew toward the audience. Strong connection with the schools. Obviously, they have a lot of stuff for their K through 12. And strong support from their community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was surprised to see with the strong community connections that they have that their student population, they claim only about 3% of their audiences are under age 18, which surprised me. Very strong presenting, top-end presenting. I thought the surveys were more informal and less connected. And they really, as an organization, they've identified that they really are missing the younger adult group, the 20 to 35 age group. How they're going about addressing that wasn't clear to me.
Yeah.
But financially, they're really healthy. The board that they have is balanced. They've got some new people, some very seasoned people. They seem to have their act together.
I think this is one of those communities where the summer population is three or four times bigger than their year-round population.
Probably more than that. Mm-hmm.
And their year-round folks are working extensive hours across the summer and very few, if any, in the winter, right?
Yeah.
So you have that sort of summer people, winter people situation, which really, so their demographics are wildly different from one part of the year to the other, and yet they seem to address that and have a strong community presence throughout the year, recognizing that about their where they are. I thought they were outstanding across the board.
I thought they had a good description of their impact on a variety of the audiences they serve, and it looks like a very busy and a variety of programs or the events that they're presenting.
Yeah, from, you know, sort of popular singer-songwriter to a little more commercial to world arts, they really cover a gamut.
Anything to add on that? All right, thank you. Score.